Leadership is a complex and multifaceted phenomenon that requires a broad range of skills and abilities. While technical knowledge, strategic thinking, and decision-making skills are essential for effective leadership, it is the interpersonal skills that make the difference between good and great leaders. Interpersonal skills, also known as people skills, refer to the ability to communicate, collaborate, and build relationships with others. These skills are particularly important in leadership, as leaders must interact with a variety of stakeholders, including employees, customers, shareholders, and other external partners. In this article, we will explore the importance of interpersonal skills in leadership, the key skills that leaders need to develop, and some strategies to improve these skills. Why interpersonal skills matter in leadership? The success of any organization depends on the ability of its leaders to connect with people, inspire them, and align their efforts towards a common goal. Interpersonal skills play a critical role in achieving these objectives, as they enable leaders to communicate effectively. Leaders need to be able to convey their vision, ideas, and expectations clearly and persuasively to others. This requires strong verbal and nonverbal communication skills, active listening, empathy, and the ability to adapt to different communication styles and preferences. Build trust and rapport. Trust is the foundation of any successful relationship, and leaders need to establish it with their team members, colleagues, and stakeholders. This involves demonstrating integrity, transparency, authenticity, and consistency in their words and actions, as well as showing respect and appreciation for others' perspectives and contributions. Motivate and inspire. Leaders need to be able to motivate and inspire their followers to achieve their full potential and pursue common goals. This requires a deep understanding of individual and group dynamics, as well as the ability to provide feedback, recognition, and support that align with people's needs and aspirations. Resolve conflicts and manage difficult conversations. Leaders need to be able to handle conflicts and disagreements effectively, whether they arise between team members, customers, or other stakeholders. This requires strong conflict resolution skills, active listening, empathy, and the ability to facilitate constructive dialogue that leads to mutual understanding and agreement. Collaborate and build partnerships. Leaders need to be able to collaborate and build partnerships with other individuals and organizations to achieve shared objectives. This involves developing effective negotiation, networking, and relationship building skills, as well as a willingness to learn from and leverage others' strengths and resources. The key interpersonal skills for leaders. Based on these critical functions of interpersonal skills in leadership, the following are the key skills that leaders need to develop and cultivate. Communication. Leaders need to be able to articulate their vision, ideas, and expectations clearly and effectively to others. This involves using different communication channels and styles that suit the audience's needs and preferences, as well as actively listening to and responding to feedback and concerns. Emotional intelligence. Leaders need to be able to recognize and manage their emotions and those of others, as well as empathize with their needs and perspectives. This involves developing self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, social awareness, and relationship management skills, as well as building a culture of emotional intelligence within the organization. Active listening. Leaders need to be able to listen actively to others, understand their needs and concerns, and respond appropriately. This involves using verbal and nonverbal cues to signal attentiveness, asking open-ended questions, summarizing and paraphrasing what others have said, and avoiding interrupting or dismissing their opinions. Conflict resolution. Leaders need to be able to handle conflicts and disagreements constructively, by identifying the root causes, facilitating dialogue, and finding mutually acceptable solutions. This involves adopting a problem-solving mindset, acknowledging different perspectives, avoiding blame and criticism, and seeking win-win outcomes that benefit all parties involved. Coaching and feedback. Leaders need to be able to provide coaching and feedback that help their team members grow, learn, and improve. This involves setting clear expectations, providing constructive feedback that focuses on behaviors and results, offering recognition and rewards for good performance, and providing opportunities for learning and development. Collaboration and teamwork. leaders need to be able to collaborate effectively with others, build trust, and create a culture of teamwork and mutual support. This involves leveraging people's strengths and diversity, creating opportunities for participation and contribution, facilitating communication and coordination, and fostering a sense of ownership and accountability. Networking and relationship building. Leaders need to be able to network and build relationships with others, both inside and outside the organization. This involves developing a strong personal brand, seeking out and nurturing relationships with key stakeholders, identifying and leveraging opportunities for collaboration and partnership, and staying current with trends and best practices in the field. Strategies to improve interpersonal skills in leadership. Developing interpersonal skills in leadership is a lifelong process that requires continuous learning, practice, and feedback. Here are some strategies that can help leaders improve their interpersonal skills. Seek feedback. Leaders should actively seek feedback from their team members, colleagues, and stakeholders to identify areas for improvement and build self-awareness. This can involve using surveys, 360-degree feedback, coaching, or mentoring. Practice active listening. Leaders should practice active listening skills by focusing on the speaker, using open-ended questions, and summarizing what has been said. This can help build rapport, trust, and understanding, as well as avoid misunderstandings and conflicts. Build emotional intelligence. Leaders should invest in building their emotional intelligence by developing self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, social awareness, and relationship management skills. This can involve taking courses, reading books, practicing mindfulness, or seeking coaching or therapy. Use effective communication techniques. Leaders should use effective communication techniques, such as clear and concise language, nonverbal cues, active listening, and adapting to different communication styles and preferences. This can help ensure that their message is understood and received positively. Collaborate and build partnerships. Leaders should actively seek out opportunities to collaborate and build partnerships with others, both inside and outside the organization. This can help leverage their strengths and resources, as well as build a culture of teamwork and mutual support. Conclusion. Interpersonal skills are the key to successful leadership, as they enable leaders to communicate effectively, build trust and rapport, motivate and inspire others, resolve conflicts, and collaborate and build partnerships. To be effective leaders, individuals must continuously develop and cultivate their interpersonal skills by seeking feedback, practicing active listening, building emotional intelligence, using effective communication techniques, and collaborating and building partnerships. By doing so, they can create a positive and productive work environment, where individuals can grow, learn, and achieve their full potential.